See, that's my problem. I get addicted. I watch one show of a season and I'm hooked. I have to finish it in the shortest amount of time possible. I sit down and read a book and I have to finish it all in a few hours without stopping, because I have to soak up every word on every single page and not one page can go unread. I like to take it all in. I have to take it all in. It was no different with you. But I promised myself it would be. I promised myself I wouldn't get attached, but here I am, craving you and your presence after 10 months of missing you. 10 months of facing your absence, and yet if you came back, my addiction would not falter. I would still be so stuck on you. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I get stuck on everyone I meet, and I really should come with warning labels, but how can I warn anyone when I'm silent? When I love so silently while my mind is screaming, don't let them go, they're leaving you, you love them so fucking much. And it screams, but I'm silent and I want you back. I want you to not be so stuck on you, and I want so many things, but for fuck's sake, I want to be rid of you. I want your toxin drained from my body so my bones are no longer surrounded by poison, but by love. But the thing about addiction is you never see how deep you are in until it's too late, and you never see the toxins because they are disguised by good, and that's you. And I'm addicted to storms and sunshine and books and coffee and poetry and so many other beautiful things, and yet somehow you're my worst one, and somehow you're the only trivial one I got stuck on. I'm so stuck on you.